Cooking with Sheridan Rogers. Thanks to Nobby's Kitchens, proudly celebrating 73 years. Nobby'sKitchens.com.au.
19 minutes to 10. Good morning, Sheridan.
Good morning.
Now, you weren't watching television last night. You went to the movies.
Went to see that wonderful movie with Meryl Streep, Tommy Lee Jones, very amusing, called Hope Springs, about an ageing couple who are trying to get together, you know, in bed again and in their relationship in general. But every single morning they get up and she cooks him bacon and eggs. Now, I don't think that can be very good for his waistline, do you?
Sounds delicious, though.
It sounds to me as though she is trying to kill him off.
Now, look, Monday night's my favourite night, watching ABC right through. And there was an interesting Australian story which mentioned Lillian Roxon. I didn't realise she's a relative of Nicola Roxon.
Oh, nor did I. Heavens,
but
really?
Now Gary's been overseas, and Gary's got an exclusive because he's got hooked on a show that starts tonight at 9:30 on Channel 9. What's it called?
It's called Smash, and I've watched the first six episodes, and it really is very good. It's the best thing that's been on NBC in America, ratings-wise, in a long while. It's based on the creation of a Broadway musical on Marilyn Monroe. The music's great. It's terrific.
But how have you watched all those episodes?
Oh, well, I watched three on a plane, and then I managed to buy the whole series on DVD, and I watched another couple of episodes as well.
You see, this is why Channel 9 is no longer getting the ratings. People are doing this.
People like me.
Yes, exactly.
No, Channel 9's doing very well at the moment, thank you.
Oh, okay.
And we'll be looking at the ratings.
Yep.
Now, talking about older people, what's this business of granny food?
Well, look, I was amused to read in one of the English papers at the weekend of this festival of the grandmother's sandwiches, Festa della Nonna, which was held in Giovinazzo. It's on the east coast of Italy, down near Bari, down the southern part in Puglia. And it's a way of dealing with the economic crisis. Apparently, a group of teenagers about two decades ago were worried that the simple, honest lunches that their grandmas used to prepare for them were being eclipsed by fast food and supermarket snacks. As you know, it was in Italy that this movement for slow food first started. So now this little festa started up down there in Puglia. And on this day, on the Sunday, they all turned up in the marketplace with 11,000 bread rolls and jars and trays of sandwich fillings. And the fillings were based on recipes that people had forgotten, like sun-dried tomatoes and preserved artichokes and peppers that they used to use in their sandwiches, but as I said, had been eclipsed by supermarket ones. And the favourite one was the Parmigiana, which was layers of aubergine and mozzarella in a basil tomato sauce. Sounds absolutely delicious, actually. So, yes, they all got out there and then they started dancing into the night and having a wonderful time. Local news agents in Italy say that the best-selling cookery magazines are no longer the glossy ones, you know, like our Gourmet Traveller and our Delicious magazines, but the titles now include Cucina Economica, which is economic cooking, and Cucina della Nonna, which is grandmother's cooking. So this could be a whole new movement, you know.
I tell you what, I'm very impressed with your Italian. You're just saying it to show off. Because you studied it.
No, I wasn't. Anyway, it's sort of a move back to Cucina Povera, which was prevalent after the war years, when particularly in southern Italy, people were very, very poor. And one of the Italian paediatricians made the point, and I think a very good one, that this economic crisis that they're going through in Europe, and it's probably about to hit us, could turn out to be more effective than any gastronomic campaign against fast food.
That's lovely. Now, you mentioned the book. What book have you got?
No, I've got a recipe today for Father's Day, and that's from my new e-book, a sweet little book, which is on my webpage. You can find out lots of information about it there. And I've been a little bit cheeky. I've suggested that the kids at home can make Dad a blind date. Now, it's very, very simple. You just need some dried dates, remove the stone, insert a few salted oily peanuts, and roll the dates in caster sugar. Put them in a box. It's just a lovely little gift for Dad. And I thought just be a little bit cheeky and suggest that here are some blind dates for your Dad. And so, the kids even three and 4 years old would love helping make those.
You reminded me, as a kid, I used to, on Mother's Day, make a cup of tea for my mother and take her in a Marie biscuit, M-A-R-I-E. I don't know if they still make them.
Sweet. Oh, I didn't know you did that.
I didn't have to cook it, though.
You don't have to cook this either. This is just an assembly job. So, yes, the recipe's on sheridanrogers.com.au, and it's Forefathers Day, which is coming up on Sunday.
Talk to you next week.
Okay, bye.
Bye.